The Alabama legislative session wrapped up Monday and saw a heated debate around education, guns, but something we didn't hear much about this year is Jefferson County. The last few sessions, Jefferson County issues made waves in the legislature, but this year most local bills quietly died. We take a look at that with Kyle Whitmire. He's a political reporter with AL.com and the Birmingham News, joins us most Wednesdays. And Kyle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Now, why didn't Jefferson County bills attract much attention this session?
Well, part of it was just that the county didn't really make an effort to go down there and lobby the legislature. You know, for the last, I guess, at least 2 years, even going back further, the county has been down there every year trying to get new sources of revenue, trying to reinstate the occupational tax, trying to get some measure of home rule so that they can control their own destiny. And they've been sent back empty-handed again and again and again. And at the outset of this session, the county commissioners said, "Look, we've tried this. We've been down this road. We were told no. Live within your meager means. We're going to do that. And if people don't like it, then tough." And they lived up to their word. And so you didn't have the county going back down there this time to get more revenue. You did have some bills. You know, John Rogers had proposed a new occupational tax bill about midway through the session. No one really took it seriously. He also proposed bills to basically reopen Cooper Green and put it put a indigent health care authority in charge of it. That bill went nowhere. You had a bill for the Birmingham Waterworks to expand the Waterworks Board and give it more representation for people who live outside of the county but are customers of that system. That didn't go anywhere. The Birmingham Jefferson Civic Convention Complex, we still call it the Civic Center. You know, there's a squabble there about how the delegation is supposed to appoint members. They had a bill to fix that. It didn't go anywhere. So this has sort of been a do-nothing session for the county delegation. You know, some of the most talked-about bills turned out to be just a lot of talk.
So given that so much, though, is controlled by Montgomery, so much has to go through Montgomery, what kind of position does this put Jefferson County in if they basically punted this legislative session?
No different than they were this time a year ago or a year before that or a year before that.
Well, a week ago, we were digesting the news that Governor Robert Bentley wanted to delay the Alabama Accountability Act by 2 years. That's the law which offers tax credits to families who transfer their kids from public schools considered failing. Well, lawmakers this week turned back that executive amendment on the last day of the legislative session. And Kyle, you say that this speaks to the governor's power.
Well, I mean, we've seen for a while that we sort of have a weak governor. And the real power in Montgomery, as it's designed, is made to rest with the House Speaker, Mike Hubbard, and with the Senate Majority Leader, Del Marsh. You know, they pretty bluntly said, you know, Bentley sent this Accountability Act with executive amendments back to them, and they said no thank you. They overrode his veto. They shut down those amendments. And there was about an hour or so on Monday when the governor's office was considering actually vetoing the budgets to trigger a special session, sort of as retaliation for that. Because the governor says, and it's probably true, that no one really knows how much these bills are, how much this program is going to cost. But he backed down. You know, if you look back at how Bob Riley ran Montgomery, this sort of thing never would have happened. You know, and I'd heard several people in the last week asking, you know, since Bentley sort of flip-flopped on the Accountability Act, was this going to bring out challengers next year when he has to run again for re-election? And you know, I really don't think so. I mean, the way the establishment has things set up right now is pretty comfortable for them, and the real seat of power is not in the governor's office. It's at the State House.
Well, if we have a governorship that is weak both by design and given the particular players right now, what's a governor to do if he wants to get his way?
Well, I mean, he not only doesn't get his way, you know, by his campaign promise, Robert Bentley doesn't even get paid for the job. So he's probably getting his money's worth these days.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter with AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.